Well, I was only 7 and a half, and probably the most important thing to me at that time was being with my family. I think just being with the family was secure enough, and the idea that my father was going to join us. But I remember seeing these cabins. They were bare. I mean, it was just a bare ground, and these little cabins lined up. And in a way, I think my heart kind of sank. I thought, oh, we're going to live in this kind of a place. And at first we thought we had the whole cabin, you know. Then we found out that we only have one side of the cabin, which was one big room. And then we had in between the two rooms in one cabin was a little toilet and a basin. And that was the toilet was a connecting room between the two. We had to share that one. And as far as the taking shower and things like that, we had to go to the community bathhouse, which was shared by about 80 families. We had showers there, open shower stalls, and we had laundry room where we had that big tub we could do our wash. They also had the scrub board, you know, and but that was another building altogether, and we had to, it's like walking, for some people it was like walking a block to get to the bathhouse. For us it was a little bit closer. We were about half a block away. But we went into this room and we saw the cots there. And it was just, a letdown, I guess. I don't know what I was expecting, but it was certainly not the kind of livelihood that we had in Peru.